We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Brian Keith Jones.
Could be.
That sounds so creepy.
Latvia. Could be the Dominican. Could be South Florida. Could be West Texas, where they get 6 feet of snow at a time.
They do, man. Got to wait till it warms up. Get me a peach hamburger.
Could be anywhere, really.
Mm-hmm. Georgia! yeah.
Maybe.
January the 9th, yeah.
So we're just talking about Kristaps Porzingis, and he has some sort of Instagram, I don't know, what word do I want to use that's not insensitive? He's got an obsession with Instagram models, all right? He liked one. There was one, a European one that he kept trying to hit on that had a boyfriend, kept rejecting him. And now there's another one who's, I believe, one of these fitness models, I think. Her name is Jen Selter. And he said we need to get her some courtside seats. And she's all into it and tweeted back, more into it than the one, the European Instagram model he was after. So I figured we'd carve out a little bit of time here for you to Google her.
I've done it.
Oh, you've done it already.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. Wow. And
great uniform. Okay, helmet.
Oh, wow. I thought you'd be all over.
5'6". He's 7 feet.
Well, don't make it work.
Well, we always do, we men, don't we? But man, long. Never mind. Yeah, 7-footer and a 5'6"er.
Well, he's not gonna fall. You expect him to find a 7-foot woman?
Sure.
No.
Find someone in the sixes.
Yeah, but that's not the way.
The New York Liberty right next door, or in the same building, not next door.
He's not gonna go and date a member of the Liberty.
Why not?
Why? Just because they're tall?
Yes.
Maybe he doesn't like tall women.
Okay. Well, did she take him up on the offer?
I believe so. I think that she's going to end up doing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So good for her.
That's what he does. Yeah. I guess, I don't know what it is. Like, you think you're Kristaps Porzingis. You could be able to do anything you wanted. Mm-hmm. You're really popular in the country's biggest city, and you play for the Knicks, and he's still like trying to pick up women on Instagram. It is a little bit weird.
What's wrong with that? That's what this generation does.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, if I was Porzingis, I'm single guy, doing it the right way. We're not doing Warren Sapp stuff. We're doing it the right way. And we're trying to find a partner for Kristaps Porzingis.
So should he be on eHarmony?
Well, hold on. No, I'll tell you what I'd do if I was him. I would have my agent, you know, reach out to famous people.
Okay.
That's what I would
do. All right.
Hey, are you interested in dating Kristaps's? Is into you.
Which happens.
We'd like to set up a dinner this time. Are you available?
You have your PR people reach out to other folks.
That's how I go about it.
Russell Wilson, CR. That's how they hooked up, I believe.
Yep.
And others have gone that route. But what if he doesn't want anyone famous? Isn't it Selton? Is she pretty popular on the Instagram?
Yeah, but it's not a real celebrity.
Okay, but it is to him.
Nah.
And he likes what he likes.
Yeah.
And maybe she's more down earth than the celebrities.
He needs to step it up. If he's going to be the king of New York here, if he's really going to be the man, he's got to step it up a little bit.
I say you go after just your garden variety, everyday, beautiful woman.
Can't do that.
Why not?
Not these days.
Yes, you can.
Not these days. You can't do it, man. Can't trust anybody. You know what they're going
to
be doing?
You're going to be able to trust a celebrity?
Yep, because they have just as much of the privacy thing going on. They want privacy. So you see what happens these days. You think that you got someone who you can trust, and next thing you know, you're sleeping, and you got a picture being taken of you, and then it's all over social media, and they're claiming it's like when you can put the horns up in the house after you got a buck. That's what it is these days.
You go to the taxidermy, right?
Yeah, right. You put it up on a mantle.
But celebrities do that as well. A lot of celebrities still seek attention, even though they're celebrities.
But when it comes to their relationships,
they do that. Look what I've conquered.
Yeah, I don't know. You gotta do it. You can't be dating everyday people if you're Kristaps Porzingis. You can't do
it. And why are we aware of this? Did she put this out there that he?
Well, everybody's aware of it because it's public. He didn't DM. He just was responding to one of her pictures, just like he did with the European Instagram model. He just responds to pictures. He just loves Instagram and then tries to pick up the women because he's Kristaps Porzingis.
Okay.
So, I mean, you wouldn't do that back in the day, would you?
Why not? If that's what's available to you.
That's what's available.
No, I would try to be more discreet. I wouldn't put it out there in public. You try to be more discreet about
it. A little DM action, right?
Yeah. Slide into the DM.
Hey,
what's happening?
I'm up in your DM.
Yeah.
Give me Brian Jones.
Got a Christmas gift.
Yeah, and then Mia Khalifa posts the whole conversation on Twitter.
Oh, see? Boom, there you go.
See, this is why you need to go about it in a better way.
Mm.
I mean, think about all the embarrassment that these guys see and face because of this. You got to be smart. He's too young. Too young, too horned up.
So you need someone who's on your level that covets privacy in the same manner which you. But it's obvious he doesn't.
Well, because he hasn't been burned yet.
He just puts it out there.
I'm sniffing.
He has been burned. Everyone's putting his business in the street. Reaches out to the European.
But this isn't that. And it's not everybody. But he's putting his own business in the street by doing it. But it hasn't been bad yet. You know, it hasn't been bad. You haven't seen the DMs of like, hey, take a look at this.
Hi, I'm Brian.
Hi, I'm Kara.
Kara, I've seen you here before.
See, he needs a mindful Dan. He needs a meditation, right? Mindful Dan can help him. So he hasn't gone J.R. Smith. He hasn't gone that route.
Oh, no, he has not. Okay. Yet. No.
You trying to get the pipe?
Right. No. He hasn't gone that route yet. But I'm feeling like he may. Like he's dipping his toes in the water of that. I'm thinking so. I just want to make. I just hope he's protect. You know, he's protecting himself.
All right, cool.
Because he's. We need him.
I'm Liberty right there somewhere, man. Locker room over, dude. You know, some 6-footers.
Well, how tall are you?
6'2".
Okay, how tall is your wife?
5'8".
Okay, that's a.
She's not 5'6".
All right, but still, it's not like you're dating 6-foot women.
Soon I will.
Okay. Well, get on the Liberties right here.
I have. I've been down that road.
You've dated a member of the Liberty?
No.
Oh.
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
No.
Only 50% of the Liberty are 6 feet.
That's all you need, 50%. I didn't say you need all 12, 15 of them to be 6-footers, did I?
I mean, that's frowned upon, though, isn't it?
What?
I mean, it's sort of the
tall
the,
women?
No, not tall women. The fraternization between the Knicks and the
Liberty. No.
You can't have that.
Yes, you can.
No, I don't like it.
It's a perfect match.
No,
they're basketball players.
So what? Doesn't mean
but
anything.
But frowned upon the Knicks and the Knicks dancers, probably.
Yeah, that's definitely the Knicks City dancers.
Is that what they're called? Knicks City dancers?
Yeah, Knicks City dancers.
Okay. Knicks City
next, dancers. Well, we got our next Google search.
No, I saw some of them yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Because that lady y'all like on TV, who's the one on Channel 5 here locally?
Oh, Jennifer Lammers.
Yeah, she did an interview or, I guess, danced with them or something. So I was checking it out. Why? Why is that funny?
That's funny.
Trying to figure out who the hell y'all talking about. I don't know these people.
She won Best Hair, that Jennifer Lammers. Best Hair on a newscaster in New York. She was posting about that.
She could win Best a few other things, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
Anyway, can we just stay out of Porzingis' business? All right. It's not our business.
He's inviting us into his business.
Shelter or whatever.
He invited us in.
Really?
By putting it up there, he invited us in.
What happened to our invite to our fitness model? What's her name? Katya.
Yeah.
What happened to that, Mikey B?
I answered this question for you on the show. It would be in the new year.
Oh, okay. And did you reach out and tell them I'm bringing my one-man production team to Florida?
Did not. I'm not getting involved in that.
Sound creepy.
It does.
Why does it sound creepy?
It does, I'm not going to have an email chain
with
them.
I'm conducting an interview with you and your daughters, and we'll play it on the show.
No. I'm more than happy to pass along her email if you'd like, and you can take care of it.
Alimony.
I know you. I know you think it's cute, but don't do it.
Okay. Maybe.
No, whatever you're going to say, don't say. No, stop.
Why?
Don't say anything else. Just leave it alone.
I can hook her up with Warren Sapp. Promised Land.
No. Warren Sapp. It's like, imagine. Aren't you being someone who got a vibrator from Warren Sapp?
Huh?
I mean, I'm just saying, imagine being that person and opening up a gift and being like, huh?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
It's crazy.
It's mind-blowing. Like, I would be appalled by that. All right. Anyway, moving on. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar says the NFL is going down. It is going down, and the NBA is going to take its place as the number one sport. All signs point to the NBA replacing the NFL as America's league. And
I know you agree with him.
I agree that one is trending in one direction and one is trending in the other, and the NBA is trending in the positive direction. However, DeMarcus Cousins had 9 turnovers last night. Jeez. I played him in FanDuel. I knew you were about to say that. I was like, what are you? That's why his score was so low. Anyway. But that right there is an example of why the NBA embraces that stuff, the daily fantasy stuff.
The NFL does.
No, they do not.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. They don't recognize it.
How many NFL fantasy shows are there?
But they
tried to outlaw it initially a number of years ago, and then they saw how much money and how much
the NFL doesn't recognize. They don't recognize it, though. They don't recognize it. Some owners do, but the league does not.
There's FanDuel ads on NBA courts.
Right. It's a big difference. It's a big difference of embracing it.
Well, they're not trying to outlaw it like they were at first. They were so adverse to it that they came out against it at every turn. Now they're not doing that.
Yeah, it's still, though, the NBA does a much better job with embracing that stuff than the NFL does. There's no doubt about it. Adam Silver is really forward-thinking with those things. I don't know if it's going to end up replacing it. I think globally, though, it's going to easily be the most popular sport in 10 years if it's not there already. Like, it is, there's no way that the NFL will be able to touch what the NBA will be worldwide even more so in 10 years. And, you know, I think that the NFL is still going to be very, very popular for a long time. But I do think the NBA will continually get closer. I don't know if I'll see it pass it in my lifetime, but I think it's going to continually get closer.
Well, you look at the cast of characters now and the personalities involved in the NBA, and they're pretty damn good. And you look at this run Cleveland and Golden State has been on, similar to Clemson and Alabama at the college football level. And you got LeBron, the king. You have Steph Curry. You got Draymond and Kevin Durant now, who's joined those guys, and Klay Thompson. And you got that drama between those guys. And Steph Curry was the darling of all sports a couple of years ago until he started throwing mouthpieces and his wife was coming to his defense on the Twitter. And so that really brought a lot of attention to the game and grandmas. And I told you this story. I'm at Fleming Steakhouse in Edgewater, and a grandma's talking about Steph Curry. Like, really? You're into basketball? So he has helped bring a lot more attention to the league, and the matchup, the third installment between the Warriors and the Cavaliers, that brought a lot of attention to the league. And yeah, it's popular right now. A lot of exciting things are happening. But to say it's gonna, I'm not ready to say it's going to overtake the popularity of the NFL. And I know the NFL this season has been a lot of turmoil, controversy,
it's been
on
horrible.
And off the field.
It's been a terrible year.
I don't think it's been horrible.
It's been a terrible year for them.
From a PR standpoint, yeah. But I think it's still going to hold its place as the top sport.
Overall, I mean, think about all the guys that got hurt. I mean, this is one of the worst years. And I try not to be the guy that's like, the thing that's in front of my face is the thing that is the worst or the best. But I couldn't remember a year, with all things considered, that was this badly received in the NFL than this one right here. The Ray Rice year was bad, but that seemed like the one incident. You know, this year, it's been a multitude of injuries. You know, the anthem protests and what that, the emotion that it got out of people. The owners trying to stop contract extensions for their commissioner. I mean, it's just been, it's really,
they'll
really
rebound
bad.
From that.
That's another botched suspension.
This is as far as the suspension, maybe not so much a one-off because we've seen that time and time again. Yes, they're taking on water right now, the NFL, but they will recover and they will stay afloat. And I think
they'll do more than stay afloat. But I mean, I think maybe their most popular days we've seen.
I'm not ready to suggest that. No,
I don't think it's gonna. I don't think it's gonna grow more than it is. I think we've seen the. Well, you have seen the apex.
No, nah, you have different
the zenith.
Boats that, okay,
Paramount.
you got another one?
No.
Okay. I think you'll see others transition into the league and pick up the mantle, and they will help lead. The league to the promised land once again as far as being the most popular sport. Every now and then you're going to have some dips. I mean, what's a sunny day if every day is a sunny day? You need some rain every now and then.
The NFL's done a lot of this to themselves, though.
I would agree.
And they're going to continue
to
do
that.
And
that's why I said this is a one-off other than the suspensions, which they have mishandled repeatedly.
Yeah. The injuries, though, and that stuff is not going to go away. And concussions and how people feel about that and guys getting carted off fields.
Well, we've been
CTE
dealing with that for a while now. Ever since we've had the revelations of CTE.
I know, but it keeps getting louder and louder every year. The rules are being changed. And the more people that play football and the more years that go on and the older the people get, the more of these stories are going to come out.
Well, a lot of people are open to the rule changes. I'm one that I came around to it late, but a lot of people are excited that there have been a more proactive NFL. So they can't now say the rule changes which are put in place to ostensibly help keep the players safe. They can't now say that's the reason why it's lost some its luster.
Mikey B's been looking for a Kristaps Porzingis girlfriend on the Liberty, which is the WNBA team that plays at the Garden.
Really, you're really on this, aren't you?
And he found a tall one. Who'd you find? You thought a tall one, and he's got a suggestion for us.
Right. 6'2". She's from Canada, so you got the international connection.
What's her name?
Neo Raincock-Anue.
It's Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Could have used a little salt on the roads by me this morning, but I guess it was too early.
Was it slippery?
The town of Brookhaven and Suffolk County to get out there and do some stuff. Oh, I slipped all over the place. Yeah, I tried to make a left turn, fishtailed out.
Ooh.
Just a normal left turn. I was going like 25 miles an hour. Wasn't anything.
Oh, wow.
You know, hit the brakes, tried to make the turn. It was bad. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So a little salt. They need a lot of salt.
Weren't you supposed to hit the gas when you started spinning?
No, I think you just stop everything, I thought. Mm. That's what I don't hit the brake or hit the gas. I just... off, and then I come to a stop.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
And turn away from where you're fishtailing.
I think that's incorrect. You're supposed to turn into the spin.
Into the spin?
That's what I remember being taught in driver's ed.
Yeah, those goofy films back in the day.
Well,
teaching you how to drive.
Yeah. Luckily, there was nobody on the road but me at that hour.
Of course.
Because then it would have been a problem. Mm. I definitely would have hit somebody because I was all over the place.
Glad you're safe.
Thanks. A little salt. .org. A little bogus. .net.
A lot of bogus. Mm.
A lot
is that
of
a fat
bogus.
Joke?
No. I'm going to put on my chapstick.
Well, thanks, Brian. Sorry to interrupt you. Baseball's winter meetings may end with one more big trade. Multiple outlets say the Orioles in active talks with multiple teams about Manny Machado. USA Today says Baltimore gaining confidence. It can move Machado by the end of the week. The White Sox might be the favorites at this point.
Welcome to New York, Manny.
With the Yankees, Giants, and Phillies also involved. The Angels have officially acquired second baseman Ian Kinsler from the Tigers for two minor leaguers. The Marlins unloading all-star outfielder Marcell Ozuna on the Cardinals, getting back four prospects. And the Nationals reportedly re-signing reliever Brandon Kinsler, for whom they traded at the deadline last summer. The Houston Rocket win streak is now 11 after a 108-96 decision over the Hornets. 31 points and 11 assists from Chris Paul. The Rockets are 12-0 when he plays. Toronto, a 115-109 win in Phoenix. DeMar DeRozan scored 37. The Celtics outscored the Nuggets, 124-118. The Thunder won Paul George's return to Indy, 195. and the Bulls won again.
Here is Dunn, 40 feet away in front. Dances off left side. Foul line left. Crossing over. 17-footer. Bam! Onions, baby onions! Chris Dunn, you are fabulous!
Is he allowed to say onions?
No.
You can ask Chuck Swirsky yourself. He of Bulls Radio.
Well, what do you think? I mean, you're a student of the game, of play-by-play.
It's Bill Raftery's onions.
Right. I mean, that's his M.O.
Yep.
It is. He doesn't say onions, baby onions, though. I mean, that's the difference.
Yeah, but is onions a universal thing?
Or Chuck also used to work in Canada, in Toronto, for the Raptors. Maybe he brought that down from Canada. And it's
onions!
Yeah, I don't know.
I got nothing.
It's a bad look. I mean, you can't do that. I mean, if it was a... Like, think about Marv Albert was, yes. I mean, yes is yes. That's a, but yes. Onions is something very specific.
But not onions, baby onions. He,
yes
he
is specific.
Expounded on it.
No, it's not. Yes, it is. And the man which he says, yes. And you can't say, Brent Musburger, you're looking live. You can't open up the broadcast with Jim Nance. Hello, friends. Can't do that.
Yeah, and what's that guy from the Lightning?
Dave Mishkin.
Dave Mishkin. That's his thing.
Well, no one can replicate that.
Yeah.
They win it!
Chris Dunn, by the way, the knockout shot last night. Nico Mirotic had 29-9 rebounds in Chicago's fourth straight win, 103-100 over the Jazz. Top-ranked Villanova and over Temple, 87-67. The Wildcats have won 22 straight games now against its Philly neighbors, the Owls, St. Joe's, LaSalle, and Penn. Arizona Cardinals head coach Bruce Arians says he's not sure running back Adrian Peterson will play again this season. The neck injury he suffered November 26th is not progressing. Carson Wentz had his torn left ACL repaired yesterday. Nick Foles begins life as the Eagles starting QB Sunday against the Giants. Tonight, the Colts host the Broncos because someone has to play on Thursday night after losing in the snow in Buffalo Sunday. Chuck Pagano's team will be safely indoors tonight, but facing a team that
shut a Jets team out
last weekend to snap an 8-game slot. And finally, overtime in Detroit.
Into the slot, Marchand walks in, backhand, he scores! Brad Marchand able to muscle free from a check and over at the far post, still controlled it. Drew Howard down and flipped it over the top. A 3-2 overtime stunner.
That's Judd Surratt on Bruins Radio. Boston winning in OT after tying the game with less than 90 seconds left in regulation. 3-2 the final. Nashville hammered Vancouver 7-1. The Senators beat the Rangers 3-2, snapping a 5-game slide. And the Dallas Stars a 5-2 win at the Islanders. Back to you.
So there's another Geo and Jones trivia question as the show is coming to an end of the year. Mikey B and his weird Rain Man brain is remembering things and quizzing us on them. We're not very good at this. Brian got one, though, yesterday that was very impressive.
Very much so.
But outside of that, we're not very good at answering the questions of stuff that's happened to us, which is a bit alarming. So the latest one is really making me angry. Because he says, the trivia question today is, who was our first in-studio guest? And he writes on here, clue, hint is on the rundown. And I've been looking at this damn rundown, trying to find this hint, and I can't find it. I don't like it. Perfect.
Antoine Walker.
Never joined us in studio.
See, my guess was Richard Lewis.
No. Never had him in studio.
Yes, we did.
We did.
Yeah.
But he was
the actor, the comedian?
Yep.
We had him in studio?
Maybe you weren't here.
Yeah, I wasn't here when we had him in studio.
Yeah, I have pictures of me and him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just you a solo. That's right.
Huh?
You and who? Greg alone. It was Greg solo.
You oh, and solo. He said you and a solo.
A solo, yeah.
I hope who, solo.
This clue is not really going to be a clue, and that's what's going to annoy me.
Big Baby.
Incorrect.
What's going to annoy you? Everything annoys you.
Because it's... It's how my brain thinks. So maybe the clue.
Oh, so this is
so we're never going to get it in.
Or maybe it's light that on fire right now.
Give us another hint.
No.
What do you mean, no? We want another hint.
There's not... I can't think of any ways to explain it without giving it away.
First in-studio guest.
Baron Davis.
No. We did have him.
Yes, we did.
840.
Was the guest male or female?
It was male.
Karl Malone.
No, but good guess.
I did think
I remember
about
he dunked
that.
On you.
That was awesome. That was a great interview. I love that.
Fourth guest.
I do remember. The fourth? You remember he was the fourth?
Fourth or fifth.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wacko.
After Ross Tucker.
It was an athlete.
No.
Oh.
Jane Lynch.
No.
No, wait a second.
It's a man.
Wait.
Boy.
All you said is man.
Greg's got something. Stand by.
Oh, he's Googling. He's on the Google.
I have another clue.
Wait, stop. Don't give me the clue
yet. No clues.
Tell me.
Rainn Wilson.
No.
Tell me. Urkel.
Rainn Wilson was in the studio?
I feel like he was.
We didn't have him?
No, he was never here.
Oh. Who was that black dude we had? That played?
Brian Jones.
Yeah, he's about to know.
From the CBS show?
He was Everyone Hates Chris,
yes.
Right?
That was not Urkel.
You know they all look alike.
I was just about to say, you're doing something you hate.
They all look alike, man. But it wasn't him either?
Oh, okay. It was not him.
What other
Mike
clue?
Krzyzewski. I know we had him.
Colin Hanks.
Do you want the time in the on the rundown?
No, no damn is? Time. How's that going to help? 3 years ago.
No, on the rundown now, the segment.
Oh.
Where the clue is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7:40.
Mark McGuire.
Oh, I remember this. I hated this guest.
Who was it?
Correct.
He hated the guest?
Dude from that stupid show.
What stupid show?
Hold on. I got to get this.
Do you want 2015,
right?
Greg, to tell you?
No. I want to get it right. What's his name? It's is a pawn shop.
Oh, that's right. The pawn shop.
I was really not
happy
with
that. The guy from Detroit.
That. I was not happy with that guest.
What's his name?
Seth Gold.
Seth
Gold. Got a special guest in studio, Seth Gold.
His family's special.
Yep.
Like we're crazy.
We're going to hang out with him right after Andrew Bogusch's update. And we all brought in something, of course.
Yes.
Seth from Hardcore Pawn on True TV.
Hardcore Pawn.
Yeah. That's right. That was our first in-studio
God,
guest.
That was
yes.
So
January 15th.
Oh, that's weak, Mikey B.
I was so full of it.
That is so
we got
weak.
A special guest.
Hardcore Pawn.
Yeah, right. I know.
Mike.
It was my idea to bring stuff in, wasn't it? I was like trying to save the segment somehow.
Yes, it was your idea, yeah.
I was like, we'll bring things in.
What did you bring? Do you remember? I don't recall what I brought.
Regret.
You brought a lot of it.
Yeah. One of those bronze things, I thought. One of those bronze statues with the big belly, I think.
Oh, it was a giraffe. Buddha? It was a giraffe Buddha.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What I brought in.
I have no idea what I brought. Probably nothing.
I mean, doesn't this scare you that we live these things?
No.
And it was not that long ago. I mean, I guess you're on 3 hours, 5 days, every day for 5 days a week.
Almost 3 years.
I mean, think about all the things that we've done that we've forgotten.
Welcome to my world.
I know.
Clue wasn't terrible.
No, it wasn't actually.
You're right.
What was the clue?
Pawn shop. It's a Scott Boras calls the Marlins a pawn shop.
Well, pretty much at this point.
Although in the run of the email last night, Mikey B wrote, Scott Boras calls the Thunder a pawn shop.
Yes, I saw that.
And I clicked on the link going, why is he talking about the Thunder?
I saw that.
Did you actually see that?
I mistakenly saw it. Yeah.
I was going to say, shocking.
I was looking for something else.
this is just a pre-show email.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Ran into a rundown somehow.
Probably was looking at daily fantasy stuff and somehow was thinking about that and wrote it in. That'd be my guess.
Okay, good. I'm glad we got to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to have another trivia question tomorrow. Are you going to run out of these things?
I'll keep thinking of them.
Okay.
Can we get George Clooney on the show since he's handing out money?
Did you see this? So
here, George Clooney invited 14 of his closest friends to his house. He had this luxury luggage waiting for each one. And inside each piece of luggage was $1 million.
Yeah.
In 20s.
Yeah.
$1 million.
And he paid their taxes for a year.
Yes.
In addition to the $1 million.
His closest friends, $1 million. And one of the friends, his business partner with this Casamigo, which is some damn good tequila, which they sold for $1 billion, I believe. He didn't want to take it. He's like, no, I'm not taking this. And he said, well, if you don't take it, then no one gets it. So the business partner, wow. I think Gerber is his name.
Yeah, Randy Gerber.
He had to. He took it and he donated his to charity because he made $1 billion off of. Is it Casa Amigos?
I believe it is. Yes,
it's pretty damn good. And so he donated his to charity, but each friend got $1 million.
Yes, I know.
Why can't y'all be that generous?
Huh? Yeah. Well,
I want to be that. I want to be like that one day, where I can just give all my friends $1 million.
That would be great.
That would.
You're in that situation where $14 million is a drop in the bucket.
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. How about he has these twins and he takes a flight. He and his wife, and he gives all the passengers on the plane noise cancellation headphones.
Yeah. Those things are on every.
How about he gave everyone on the plane?
You know they are expensive.
Well, too. I have my own that I use. Sure, they're great, but gives everyone because he didn't want them to be annoyed with the kids.
Wow, yeah, they are unbelievable. Those things. Mm-hmm. My sister-in-law, when I was in Pittsburgh, they had everybody over the mother-in-law's apartment. They were all loud, and I had worked that Wednesday, and I wanted to take a nap. And she said, use my noise cancellation headphones. And I put them on and then used some app where you heard like white noise.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I woke up, I took them off. It was like a chicken coop out there. I couldn't believe it. It was just yelling and feathers flying and all sorts. And I'm like, I didn't hear a damn thing.
Yeah.
I guess that's why they call them noise cancellation headphones, huh?
Duh, they work.
Amazing.
Anyway, way to go, Clooney.
Yeah.
You go, man.
That was pretty good.
It's great. What do you mean pretty good? Show up, your buddy give you $1 million.
It is great.
That's a hell of a dinner.
All right. Coming up next, we'll see if we want to talk about baseball. You feel like talking to baseball next? Does any of those stories interest you?
No.
They don't? All right. So Brian gets to decide what we talk about.
About damn time. Only took 3 years.
You could suggest anything any day, and you don't.
That is such a lie.
Yeah, okay.
Such a lie.
Truer words.
Because you take all my ideas. You already have them on the rundown.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
It's like you're living inside of my head.
Yeah, it's about as good.
Get out of there.
That's about as good of a defense as I thought.
Get out of there. That's my idea, Mikey B.
Yeah, okay. We're coming right back.
This is Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
So what are we talking about?
We're talking about Jimmy Garoppolo just taking over in San Francisco. Everyone's saying that he is the new leader of this football team.
Hold on one second.
Immediately.
Hold on one second.
That's what I'm talking about.
You took something from another segment and put it in here.
Yes.
If you missed the last segment, Brian said he didn't want to talk about baseball. Mm-mm. So I said, all right, you can decide what we're going to talk about.
Yep.
But on the rundown, we have some NFL stories coming up in our next segment.
Yep.
And Brian just poached that and put it in here. So what are we going to talk about next segment?
We'll figure it out next segment.
I can't live in this type of world,
Why
man.
Not?
It's too. I need more structure.
Excuse me? That's why we got Jimmy Garoppolo. He's brought structure.
Oh, okay.
To the 49ers.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to talk Jose Canseco?
No.
Put him right there with Warren Sapp.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys.
Snitch.
He's gotten to this point where I don't want to ever mention anything he does or says. Like, that's where he's gotten in my world, that he's such an idiot to the nth degree that I don't even want to, like, the stuff that he said about sexual harassment, I don't even want to talk about. I don't want to say. Because he's not worthy of anybody's attention.
True.
And
then liken it to a joke. Well, it's not a joke.
Yeah. I do like when he talks about space and stuff. That cracks me up. But outside of that, no.
Why does that crack you up? Does he have the same fear that you have?
No, it's just Jose Canseco being the idiot that he is, that he starts trying to rationalize black holes and galaxies and all sorts of stuff. It just kind of I don't know. It's funny, but
he's an empty hole.
Yeah, he's a type of hole. That's for sure. All right, so go ahead. Let me hear Jimmy Garoppolo. No,
I mean, it's impressive that here's a guy that comes from a very successful organization, the New England Patriots, won Super Bowl, so he knows how to be a pro. And now here you have this player who's still relatively young who's displaying to his new teammates how to become a pro, how to practice, how to watch film, all the things he learned from playing for Bill Belichick, being right there at the side of Tom Brady. It's impressive, and he's been able to take over this locker room in such a short period of time and only playing now in two ball games. So that's impressive, and that's ideally how you build a successful football team. You have guys in there who know how to become a pro and how to practice and how to study film and how to really make sure your craft is important to you.
I can't deny the stats when it comes to Garoppolo. He has not lost a game in the NFL that he started. The 49ers had only won one game this season. It was against the woeful New York Giants prior to Garoppolo starting. He Yep. starts two games. He wins both of those games. However, when I watch him play, I don't get the sense of a great one. And I watched a lot of him last week because of fantasy purposes. I was playing Marquise Goodwin, the wide receiver. Mm-hmm. So I'd flip over that game a lot. And I just don't feel, and this is a probably horrible analysis, but I'm just telling you how I feel. There's certain guys I watch play, even the first time, second time, I watch them like, this guy is going to be great. And when I watch Garoppolo, I don't get that feeling. But he's also never lost a game. So there is something to be said about that, especially on a bad team like the 49ers.
Well, maybe you have such a small sample size, you just haven't seen enough of him to where you can believe he's going to be the future.
Just doesn't he can look. Leave. You know that look that the great ones have?
Not all of them
where
are
they're
built.
Just like, they're throwing
not
a ball,
all of them are built in the same manner and have the same metrics and go about completing their passes.
Like Wentz, you saw him, I knew.
You knew Wentz was going to be
and
that guy.
The first game I saw him play, I was like, all right, that guy's got a lot of stuff there. He does.
And you don't believe Garoppolo does? First play when he came in when
I don't have
when,
the same
when
feeling.
CJ Beathard went out 2 games ago, and he comes in and he throws that touchdown. You could tell the guy had something.
I'm telling you that I don't have a real rhyme or reason about it. I'm just saying, watching him, I do not get my gut says, and it says a lot of stuff these days, it says to me, not going to be a great one.
Well, I mean, these guys, they're at the 49ers, they're pointing to little things, like just how he breaks the huddle. I mean, that tells you a lot right there, that little simple breaking the huddle. And he goes about it in a different manner, the confidence that he displays, all that little
He'll
stuff.
He'll be the first Brady backup to have any success, if he does.
Well, this is true, that to have some consistent success, you're right. And we've seen this movie before, but now with the small sample size they have witnessed in San Francisco, they're taking notice. And you've got guys who've been there for a minute are saying he is clearly the leader of this football team. And especially when you have defensive guys saying that, you know you have something.
Yeah, and they're also comparing it against a team that had won one game the entire year.
That's fine. I understand that. I understand that you can look at the competition and say, well, look who they defeated. But it's still how you carry yourself, how you approach the game, how you go about your business. That's
I would
what
hope
they're
so.
Pointing to.
I mean,
That's
coming from
what
that,
they're talking
coming
about.
From that organization, I would hope so. Marcus Mariota, since we're blowing our whole
yeah.
next segment here.
Yeah, I don't know what you're going to talk about at the 8 o'clock hour. I know what I'm talking about at 8:20.
Well, now it's your responsibility.
Oh, it's my responsibility again.
You poached
it. For 3 years, it's been my responsibility.
No, it has not.
And now you're going to lay this on me as we're coming to a conclusion
That's
of Gio
right.
and Jones?
So Marcus Mariota apparently was mean after the game to
All
reporters.
All he said was, I'm PO'd.
I didn't think there was anything there.
Right.
There was no story or anything.
But it doesn't matter what we think. It matters what
Mama thinks.
There you go.
And that's apparently why he apologized yesterday mm-hmm. to the Tennessee Titans media.
Yeah. I just want to say, I'm sorry for the way I handled the press conference. I know not everybody was there is here, but you know, I was rude and inappropriate, and you know, I just want to say I apologize for that. So
I'm not speaking for everybody, but I didn't find you rude or inappropriate.
I appreciate that.
That's just, if, I guess, the competitive side coming in. You don't like to lose, I guess.
No, and yeah. It was funny because I got an earful a little bit from my mom. So, you know, that's how I was raised. And, you know, I appreciate you guys understanding.
I mean, I feel like he's at like a convenience store somewhere. Yeah. And there's a couple of old guys having a cup of coffee.
You don't like to lose, I guess.
Yeah.
No, I love it.
I'm not speaking for everybody, but I didn't find it rude or inappropriate at all.
What kind of questions or statement? You don't like to lose, I guess?
That's competitive.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you like to lose?
Well, wow. I'm telling you, the way he played against Arizona, it seemed like he liked to lose.
Well, apparently he tweaked his knee early in that ballgame. He had a couple of interceptions, and I thought it'd be a difficult road game for them. But the fact that Mama called and Mama said, boy, what was wrong with you in that postgame press conference? That ain't right. That's not how you were raised. And he listens to Mama.
What did he do, though?
I know.
I'm speaking for everybody, but I didn't find you rude or inappropriate.
I didn't find you rude or inappropriate. I've seen rude or inappropriate before. Guy cut me off the other day. Gave me the middle finger. That's rude and inappropriate. I said, I should be giving you the middle finger. I'm the one who got cut off.
So you're telling me you don't like being cut off, right?
That's right. I think you were fine.
Well, that's refreshing. Good for him, even though I don't
think we like you better than some of those thugs in the locker room.
I'm not speaking for everybody, but I didn't find you rude or inappropriate.
Some of those guys, all they do is smoke on their weed and play with their firearms. You're great. You're from Hawaii. Sweet like a pineapple.
It's a state again, right? It's part of the United States again?
Yep. For now.
Till another one comes from there and runs for president.
Yeah. Well, you're great.
What was that? Bizarre.
Don't like losing, I guess, huh?
I love it.
I got a friend who covers the Titans. He used to be in Pittsburgh. I want to call him and say, who are these people that are showing up at these press conferences?
It wasn't him?
No. No, he's a brother.
Oh!
It's my man.
Oh, dang. Cheating on me already, man.
I got already, man. Already. I told you. I came into this thing with some black friends.
You had one.
No. I got multiple.
Oh, that's right. You went to Bellport.
That's right. Multiple.
You got Champagne.
Champagne Smith.
Yep.
That's right. I wonder where he is right now.
Sipping on some champagne? Probably.
Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.